Governor Doyle's state budget proposal calls for raising at least $30 million this year by putting an annual 1% surcharge on the gross revenues of HMOs. The governor says the way federal law is drafted, the surcharge would trigger another $70 to $80 million in Medicaid funds coming into Wisconsin. Doyle says some Wisconsin HMOs should be happy with the plan.
Those HMOs that in fact have significant number of Medicaid patients do very well under this plan. They actually get more money. Those HMOs that either have very few or no Medicaid patients don't do as well. But again, for us to begin to get the same amount of money that other states are getting, this is the way the federal government sets it up. So as I say, if the legislature decides to remove it, they are going to have about a $100 million hole in this budget.
But some HMOs are asking legislators to drop the proposed surcharge. Humana CEO Larry Rambo calls the surcharge a tax that would cost his firm $5 million over the next 2 years. Rambo says Humana would pass along the surcharge, and not just to its clients who are state employees.
The other customers that I'm talking about are the small and medium-sized businesses throughout the state, the thousands of businesses that we provide health insurance to, who would bear the burden of this entire tax.
Rambo contends Humana lost money in Wisconsin last year. But late last week, the state insurance commissioner's office said the combined net income for Wisconsin's 20 HMOs rose more than 600% last year to $64 million. The industry argues its profit margin is thin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.